Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Good afternoon. Hopefully you can hear me. I never know if you can hear me or not, and I don't have anybody in the chat room right now to say, I can hear you, I can't hear you. You know what? And it's all to do with this audio clip thing, and it kind of runs at the background, and I can never know if you're hearing me or not. So I'm going to log off. If you can, if you're with me and you can't hear me, I'm going to log off, log on, and then we'll do that. Okay, I should be back. So no music to deal with and all that craziness. I think there's no music. I don't know. It's supposed to go away. Okay, so I'm back. I hope you can hear me. I'm back, and we're going to have some fun this afternoon. I was not here Friday. I planned on being here Friday, and it was all kind of like, but the problem is my car. You know, automobile problems. So I had to take it back into the mechanic Friday morning. Not complaining, but just, it got to be this long, involved towing it back, 2 hours waiting for the tow truck. By the time I got home and had lunch, well, it was too late to get ready for the show. Okay, so, but I'm here today, and I just forgot about the car today. They'll call me when they figure it's done, or when they want money, they'll call me, right? If they want more money, they'll call me. Obviously, they want it to go away. Get it out of here. Get it out of here. Okay, so I'm not worried about it. So I'm here with you guys, because I wasn't going to pick up the car and mess up the show again. Because I like doing this. I like being with you folks. And hopefully you can hear me, and hopefully you're there. So what is it all about? What is the show all about? I have some articles today. You know, it's about your soul. And I forgot. Oh, it's about love, right? Loving life. If you love life, life will give you more to love. And that was kind of the basic theme of the show. And I'll get into a little bit about what's been going on in my life. Kind of in relationship to that. Hopefully you can hear me. I always never know. I'm kind of like, am I in the dark here? Is anybody out there listening? So please get into the chat room. Just say, hey, we're listening. We're there for you. Just keep going, and we're going to listen to you and have some fun with you today. So it's about having fun. So what was I talking about? Oh, I've been working on this process, and I've been reading a lot about this lately, and been reading about the law of attraction and manifesting and all that stuff for years and years and years and years, and been a psychic and hypnotherapist and all these fun things that I've done in my life and helping people in a lot of ways. But I'm like a lot of other people. I have this low-level energy thing that's kind of negative. Negative energies come in. Negative, not entities, like, no. No, it's like negative thoughts, negative feelings. Carrying around negative feelings. I've been working on that process, been using the process of releasing negative feelings or negative emotions and the related thoughts. I got some articles that are kind of related to that, but let me go through my process for a moment. And if you want to call in, if you want to talk to me, if you feel the same thing, or if I can help you with this, because I'm learning this process, and it's something that's kind of an accumulation of years of study, how to do this. But so I'm like the test case and how it works. And it's all about feeling good, being happy. It's about releasing negative emotions. Ooh. Part of it's identifying the emotion. What is the emotion that I'm feeling? You know, sometimes we go through life and we don't identify the emotion that we're dealing with. It's like we just kind of keep going and we stuff it down, we stuff it down, we do stuff, we have fun, we do, you know, do whatever we're going to do, take drugs, drink alcohol, or just, you know, run a lot and get the endorphins going, whatever it is we do to try to stuff the emotions, because we don't want to deal with the emotion, right? The negative emotions that are in our lives. But step one is in the process, and I'm not an expert on this process yet, but I'm getting there. I'm working on it. It seems to be working for me. At least today it was working for me. So let's continue on the process. It's identifying the emotion. And I'll give you my case, and I'll go through mine and see if this fits in your lives. Through my whole life, and I use the word seek here, because seek as in wanting, as in anxiety, as in yearning, as in kind of a negative kind of angst kind of thing. Okay, that's, I'm going to use the word seek in that context. It's not like seeking fun, you know, something. It's not a positive seek. It's a very negative seek, S-E-E-K, seek. Because there's a lot of angst in it. There's a lot of negativity in it. It's a lot of yearning that isn't positive. It's negative. Okay, so my life has been about seeking approval, appreciation, acceptance. And it goes back to my childhood, and I know where it started, so we'll get at all the gory details about my childhood. And so my whole life has been about that. I mean, I'm like 67 years old, and I'm still dealing with seeking, you know, and angst and anxiety and negative emotions related to that. So how am I dealing with it? Or how am I working through it? Well, first of all, I identify that that's the emotion. And I identify that it's a seeking, it's an anxiety, it's an angst, it's a yucky feeling, it's a yucky emotion when I think about certain subjects. Well, then I think about people and acceptance and, you know, all that stuff and relationships and the desire. And see, now it's coming up. It's coming, like the negative is coming up because I'm thinking that term. But then it's about, okay, I'm going to release it. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to seek love. I'm going to seek happiness. I'm going to seek peace, tranquility. I'm going to put myself in a state of tranquility. I'm going to release all that negativity. I'm going to release all those negative emotions. Just I'm out. And I'm going to focus on, because I know where they came from. And I know what the emotion is. And I have an idea where it came from. So I don't want to spend a whole lot of time in psychotherapy dealing with my childhood. But I just want to identify the emotion. Okay, it's angst. It's just this desire to be appreciated and whatever, loved or whatever it is, that it's really negative. So instead of seeking, I'm going to change the dynamic here a little bit. And I'm going to go into allowing. I'm just going to go into a positive place. Go into being peaceful, relaxing, changing my energy field. Releasing all that stuff. And I'm going to allow myself, allow good to come to me. So that goes back to my original statement today was, and I should let my spirit guides talk to you. I have some articles, but I should let them talk to you about this because this is really kind of a very important subject. Whatever your thing is, whatever your emotion is that's just driving you crazy and you're trying to suppress it and trying to deal with it in all other ways but just releasing it and seeking peace, tranquility, relaxing, letting go. Okay? That's what I'm at. That's what I'm working on, is just letting go all of this stuff, all of the emotions. And once you start to let it go, just whole body relaxes. It's just, you begin to relax. You're just kind of gooey a little bit. Oh, so that's what I'm working on. And I think it can help you process of life, of going that same direction. And I said I was going to let my spirit guides talk to you about that. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about a hobby that I have. I'm developing this hobby. And you think it's a hobby? Really, to me it's a hobby. I like to create things in a different kind of way. And cooking's always fascinated with me. It's always been fascinating. And over the years I've, because of my diet and being a vegetarian and blah, 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 cook for myself. And I watch a lot of cooking shows on the Food Network and whatever other cable network there is about cooking, right? But lately, I've been watching what they call the Cupcake Wars or the Cupcake Wars or the Donut Wars. And I'm thinking to myself, I could do that. Then I saw this whole thing about baking donuts, not deep frying, but baking donuts. And I thought, I can do that. I can make healthy donuts, healthy, because I made biscuits, and they were really pretty healthy. They didn't use the follow, you know, kind of vegetarian kind of thing. I could probably get closer to a vegan, vegetarian thing with it, but very healthy products, very healthy foods in it versus a lot of sugar, a lot of salt, a lot of grease. No, we're going to go healthy here. So that's my hobby, to come up with recipes for donuts, biscuits, cupcakes, My daughter said it suggested I make scones, which will be a challenge because I've never made a scone, but I'm sure I could do it. I'm sure I can make any of this stuff. You get the right pan and you get the right ingredients and you follow the ingredients and you play with them a little bit. You get your science lab going in the kitchen and you try all this stuff and you add this stuff together and see what they come out to be. So that's my big hobby I'm working on, and it's going to be fun. And I've done some things recently kind of related to it, but I want to expand it. And I don't look at it as a way to make money. You know, I don't look at it as a way to make the big bucks selling, you know, donuts or biscuits or cookies or cupcakes. But I find it to be a way to help, to share kind of love of food, the love of healthy food, and the love of food that tastes good and is fun. So if you're joining me late into the show, I've been talking a little bit about my process of letting go negative emotions, but also a hobby I'm getting into, which I want to expand, which is cooking. Baking. It's not cooking, it's really baking. It's like cookies, biscuits, cupcakes, and baking donuts, not frying donuts, but healthy. Healthy. Close to vegan, but not quite. Okay? That's my big experiment. That's what I'm going to play with. Because I love to make this stuff, and then it comes out, and it actually tastes good. And you're going, whoa, it tastes good. It's like painting, you know, it's like creating a sculpture, but it's an edible sculpture, right? We'll see what happens. We'll see how far I go with this, but it's really about, and I'll share with people. If you live in Los Angeles area, you'll have an opportunity perhaps to taste some of the stuff that I'm, you know, like it or not, you know, I love to hear people's opinions. I already got opinions on something. Well, there's too much of this or too much of that in it, or, you know, you should have done this, you should have done that, and take all that opinions into place. So today's show is really back to the theme of the show, is the idea if you love life and you're loving your life, then life will bring you more things to love. And for me, it's if I can let go of the negative emotions in my life. And I talked about that. I don't want to repeat myself too much because you'll get like, why is he repeating himself all the time? It's so that you can get to that place of feeling at peace with yourself, quiet, and, you know, studying the law of attraction and all those fun things. And once you get to that place of that higher consciousness, that peaceful, that love-based consciousness, then things, really good things, start to happen in your life. Love happens to you. The job happens to you. The money happens to you. It all falls in place. Because you then are allowed to focus your energy on creating really positive things in your life. If you're sitting in a negative place, and I got a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. If you're sitting in a negative place, negative emotions, all you're doing is creating more negativity. Creating more negativity, because that's where your focus is. And you're doing all these things to get rid of the negativity, the negative emotions, and all they're doing for you is suppressing them instead of releasing them. So that's what I'm talking about, releasing emotions, releasing negative emotions, feeling good, getting tranquil, getting at peace with yourself, seeking love, seeking peace, all that good stuff, right? So that's what I'm working on. Hopefully you guys are on board with me in that direction in life. That's what's going to happen. That's how it happens. That's how you get what you want. Get to that higher consciousness by ridding yourself of those negative emotions, those negative feelings, negative thoughts. You know, in my studies on this subject, you know, there's kind of different rules of belief systems, I guess. One is that the thoughts create the emotion. So if you're having a negative thought, you create the negative emotion. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, which I've been reading recently by a well-known psychiatrist, metaphysician, teacher, is that, now, I kind of believe this. I kind of go this direction. But I think it goes both ways. But the emotions trigger the thoughts. If you have a negative emotion, wherever it's coming from, and those spring up from deep inside you. It's like, ooh, this emotion comes up. And things trigger the emotions. You can look at somebody down the street, and they could be frowning, and that triggers up all these negative emotions, and you put a word on it. It's like, well, whatever the word is, right? Fear, anger, guilt, whatever it is, you got to rid yourself of those emotions. And then the feeling of guilt or shame or whatever that emotion is will trigger off. It'll take you back to your childhood. It'll take you back to your relationships. It'll take you back to work. It'll take you back to your boss that's been mean to you. So it's getting rid of the emotions so that you're rid of the thoughts. And then you can live freer. You can love life. The more you love life, the more life will love you and give you things to love. So let me take your caller. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. I have some articles on 20 ways to take control of your happiness. I thought that was a cool article. These are all from BeliefNet. What was the other one? It was on... Oh, stress. 10 ways to stop stress now. And I thought that's kind of related to what we're talking about. You can lose some of the stress in your life, then you can move into that place of feeling good. It's all about feeling good. Really. It's all about feeling good. So where am I at? Let me take a call. And then we'll move on. We'll talk a little bit more about all of this stuff. What's happening? Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Actually, I'm okay.
Good.
So who am I speaking to?
This is Joellen in Indianapolis.
Indiana.
Yes, sir.
How is Indiana these days?
A little chilly today. It kind of feels like fall. A little rainy and cloudy.
Yeah, but you're not into summer yet. This is supposedly spring.
Yes.
Right? We're actually having our spring now here in Southern California. It's not raining, but it's not hot. It's like 70-something. It's been in the 80s, but it's cooled off a little bit. Except no rain still, right? We're done with that one for a while. So what's going on with you?
Well, you know, you're talking about love life, and one of the things I've decided to do a couple years ago was to search for what makes me happy. And so, right now, I love travel, and
okay.
So I'm trying to figure out how do I get. How do I get a career where I can travel and, you know, get paid for, you know, following your passion. Now, I did the flight attendant thing, but it was a little too difficult for me, so
okay.
I'm going to be a little bit, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where
so
do I
what's
go,
your back?
Where do I go?
What's your background?
My background, education and graphic design. And sales.
Okay. Do you have to do... You want to travel, but you want to work for a travel company of some kind so you can use your skills to travel, right?
Yes.
So it's like working for an airline so you get all these passages to fly, right? Or working for a cruise line so and using your skills to work for a cruise line so you get to take cruises all over the world, right?
Well, I did work for an airline, and it was
okay,
an inconsistent
so,
schedule, and it didn't work for me. But
so
maybe working in a different capacity, that would be fine.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about. What I'm
right.
getting for you, from Spirit would tell you to, what would Spirit tell you to do? Spirit would tell you to use your gifts and talents and apply it to what you want to do in the future. Okay, obviously, I don't feel you as a writer per se, like writing articles about travel, right?
I can write, but it's again my pursuit is to do what I really want, what makes me happy,
which is travel.
Correct.
So you want to hook into something that allows you to travel, right?
Yeah, you know.
It feels like I'm getting this energy around you. There's a lot of ways to do this that you have to kind of open up to the creative possibilities, okay, of travel. And it might make some changes in your life to do that, but you want to travel anyway, so you're not stuck in one place, right?
Well, which is the reason why I've called, because I'm not quite sure what the opening to those possibilities are. I've been doing some research online, and...
You feel frustrated. You feel frustrated.
Yeah.
Your energy is frustrated. Your energy is like, I don't have a clue. I don't know what to do. I've tried this airline thing and it didn't work out, but I really want to travel, but I don't know what to do.
I mean,
I took a big risk.
I took a big risk and tried the airline thing, and like I said, I know there's something that'll suit me better.
Right. And so you said your background is in administration? No, not administration. Right?
Education. I taught for about 10 or 12 years, and then I was a graphic designer.
Okay.
And then... And
I'm just feeling that there's all these possibilities. I mean, you could work for a company that you could teach and have the opportunity to teach whatever they're doing throughout the world. You could work for a cruise line and do that basic same thing of teaching and designing programs for people, but do it in various locations throughout the world where you don't have to be stuck in a city to do it, where you work for a global type organization and doing that, or an organization that travels a lot, or you can assist somebody, okay, that,
well,
like an
assistant person
who travels. It just feels like you need to hook up with an organization that travels a lot.
Well, okay, right. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That sounds great, but the point is I don't know how to get that. I know what I'm interested in, but that's why I'm calling. Does spirit have any sense to guide me in where, okay, start here at square one, and then I just don't know where to go. I mean, your ideas are great, but I've already thought of those.
But you've never pursued any, really, other than that, in the airlines, you've kind of not pursued global organizations where you can go and travel and use your skills, right?
I don't know how or who to start with in order to get these ideas.
Okay, here's
what
I hear. Yeah, I know you're stuck, and this is a frustrating place to be in, because you're really stuck. You know, where do I start? Where do I start? Right? You start
Again, I'm just wondering if Spirit's giving you information as to where I begin.
Well, what I keep hearing for you is the part of this is for you to do the research, to do the work of looking for organizations that it has to feel good to you. Yeah, I want to work for this company, or I want to work for this organization. I want to work for this nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I want to do things for them, and I know I'll have the opportunity to travel. Okay? So it's opening up yourself to say, okay, I'm going to Google or whatever it is. I'm going to explore, and I'm going to just be open first and say, okay, show me. God, show me organizations that I can use my skills and gifts and get to travel. And it really is about you just kind of like letting synchronicity happen in your life. Because you'll see them. Just say, be open to it. Allow it. Don't get into seeking. Just be allowed. Put it out there. Okay, God, or the spirit, or however you put it.
But that doesn't make sense.
Why not?
To not see? Because seek and you shall find.
Allow it. You already see. Okay, dear.
I'm already allowing it by wanting it, though. You know, if you have it in your realm of possibility, then you're open to it.
Yeah, but what are you hearing or what are you getting? What is the synchronicity in your life that's saying, explore this area, explore this organization, explore these people because you have an opportunity? And synchronicity is the key of getting it from the universe. Allowing means being open to the synchronicity in your life that says, okay, that would be a good place to go down because I can see that as a place to travel, and they would give me the opportunity to travel and use my gifts and talents. Right?
I'll look into that.
But it's in prayer or meditation. You just say, show me the places to look. Okay?
Okay.
And you'll get it.
Well,
It'll happen. Boom. Okay? Okay.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. That's a tough one. That is a tough one because you want things in your life and you're caught up in this, how am I going to get there? The how part. You know, the law of attraction talks about the how part. How do I get from here to there? I want this. I desire this. It's something I know it'll feel good to do this. Okay? Whatever it is. this will feel really good if I can do this. I want to travel. I want to do this. I want to do that. How do I get there? And if you go back to the very simple principle of the law of attraction, what it comes down to in simplicity is the how part is the universe, is God, Spirit. You just put it out there. How do I do this? And then sit back, kick back, enjoy life. Let go of all that negative emotions that I've been talking about. Let go of the negative emotions in your life. And kick back and say, okay, I'm going to give you the how part, God. You show me the how. I'm willing. I'm able. I have the talents. I have the abilities to do whatever it is. How am I going to get there? And the universe will open up for you. I mean, there's so many examples of this and so many people that talk about this and authors and so forth. I have a great article I'm going to get into. It's from Pam Grout, who wrote, and this is a good book that you can read, E Squared, by Pam Grout, Grout. If you want to read a book on the subject, and she also wrote E Squared. Now, this lady that just called in might like that because she's a travel writer. That was her background, and she got into more of a metaphysical, spiritual way of attracting things into her life. And her people who read her book are always writing back to her saying, yeah, I did that. I used your principles, and bam, it happened. So I'll get into an article that she wrote as part of the show, because I think we're going that direction of how does it happen. And you can read the process yourself. Let me take a call in a moment. Yeah, don't let me forget to do the Pam thing, because I want to read the war of this lady, because I think she might find it, and other people are into the how part. And let me do that real quick, and then I'll take a call. And it's how to win. Okay, the article was how to win a free trip to Ireland. And let me get it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, because blah, 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 and it gets down to it. Okay. This is from an article that a lady wrote back to her from E Squared. Okay, so she and her husband, Rhonda and her husband, an architect, went to a awards banquet at a small Catholic college where he's doing some design work. Sitting behind there was a table of eight or so nuns. They were all somewhere between 60 and 90 years old, Rhonda said. Now, we've been to a lot of these banquets, and they're always nice, polite affairs. But at this one, after all the awards had been given and the ceremonies had commenced, a DJ came out and started playing dance music, Rhonda said. My jaw nearly dropped. And as Cool and the Gang started with Celebrate Good Times, those nuns got up and started dancing, really getting into it. They didn't sit down once, Rhonda said. And when the MC got up to pull the name out of the hat, the grand prize trip to Ireland, you guessed it, Mary Catherine, one of you've got to have a good time tonight nuns won. How does it happen? You enjoy life. You put it out there. I love to win a trip to Ireland. Now I'm going to turn it over to the universe and let them bring it. I'm just going to have some fun. I'm going to go dance in the streets. And that's just basic what I've been telling you along, and anybody in the law of attraction will tell you. It's get rid of all the negative emotions that face you in your life. Release them. Go have some fun. Put it out there, and the how part is up to the universe. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time worrying about how is this going to happen? How is that going to happen? I don't know how that's going to happen. It's really all about you put it out there. Go have some fun. Get rid of the negative emotions and let the universe bring to you. Now, one of the dancing nuns was having fun. She kind of let it go. She just allowed it to happen. She didn't get all hung up. I'm going to win that trip. I'm going to win that trip. I'm going to win that trip. No anxious. Yeah, she kind of liked to win the trip. It would be wonderful to go on that trip, but I'm just going to have some fun. Now, that seems kind of contrary to the process, but it's how it works. You don't get attached to the outcome. Ooh, that's what Spirit would say. Don't get attached to the outcome. Let it go. Don't get angst over the outcome. It's the angst, it's the negative emotion about the outcome that causes you to hold back the outcome that you want. Let me take a call, and then we'll get back into these articles about de-stressing and all this fun stuff about ridding yourselves of negative emotions. Letting them go. Blowing them off. Hello?
Hey, George. Is it okay if I listen and then maybe later put my hand up?
If you want, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll put you on hold.
Thanks. Okay.
But that's what I'm trying to get to. And I have to admit, when I went through the process this morning of looking back at those negative emotions that I've been carrying around ever since I was little and going, oh, that's what the emotion is. That's what it is. That's why I got that emotion. It's like seeking approval, seeking appreciation in my life, seeking this, seeking that. And looking at the word seeking in my life is a negative emotion. It's negative. It's an angst. It's a eek kind of yucky thing where I decided to release that. Just let it go. I'm going to allow. I'm going to allow to feel good. I'm going to allow myself to feel good. And instantly, within a few minutes, my body changed. My body relaxed. I just let it go. I seek peace. I seek tranquility. I allow tranquility. I don't seek those negative things. I don't get in the angst of want. Oh, I want somebody to love me. You know, no, forget it. No. Relax. Let it go. What you want, what you're looking for is to feel good, is to relax, to be at peace, to feel comfortable. Right? And then the universe, you attach yourself now, you're connecting yourself to a higher vibration, and all those things that you want will start swirling into. The Abraham material talks about that, all these teachers talk about that. What we get hung up on is we get stuck on our negative emotions. And we figure from a negative place, that negative emotion, that we can create whatever we want. Doesn't work. And you got to relax. You got to let it go. Just let it go. Surrender it. Surrender to the universe. Surrender to God what you want. And go have some fun. Go dance. Go put on Cool in the Gang and dance in the streets. Yeah, just dance. Okay. I was going to let my spirit guides talk to you. I think I will. And I'll let them talk about this for a little while, and I'll go away and let them talk to you about this whole subject. I haven't had them talk to you in a while on much of anything. I'm always caught up in this other stuff. And if you want to call in, or if you're in the chat room, and if you want me to answer some questions, please do, and we'll get into that. But for a minute, let them talk to you about whatever they want to talk to you about. Hopefully it's on this subject. They always explain it better than I do, so that's the cool thing about it when I go away. Okay, I'm laughing because I had a big discussion with a friend this last week about that. And okay, we won't go there. We as spirit teachers would like to explore this a little bit further as we talk, and then we take George a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper, where he's less influencing our words and is just kind of listening to us like you're listening to us. It makes it easier for us to talk to you. So what we're exploring here is the idea of living a life of peace, tranquility, love, hope, joy, all those qualities, those beautiful qualities that you strive to achieve in your lives. But you keep getting drugged back into. Now, we're not going to try to retread over territory that's been discussed already. We're going to try to put a little different perspective on it. That, because you realize that if you're not feeling at peace, and if you're not in a joyful state, and if you're not in a state that's just beaming with love, and you're just radiating with love, then there's something wrong. Then there's something wrong. But you've come to accept your state. You've come to accept that kind of murky, kind of yucky, kind of, it's okay. Life is okay. I like life, but it's okay. You know, I'm struggling through life, but it's okay. I have good days and I have not so good days, and it's okay. We would say to you, that's not accepting life. You're going to have everybody's going to have, every human's going to have, like, you know, more difficult days. What we're trying to tell you to do is look at your life as the process of achieving greatness. It's a process of achieving greatness. Now, let's define greatness. Greatness for the individual. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter about what background you have. It doesn't matter about your education or your intention in life, whether you're going to be a janitor or the CEO of a major corporation. It's about seeking greatness. And greatness, and maybe that's not the best word we could use here, but greatness, well, let's just define it that way. Greatness is functioning at a level where you feel like you're really doing the best that you possibly could do in a situation, and you don't have expectations of doing it any greater than you're doing it. You're satisfied with the job that you're doing. You look at it and you go, yeah, that's a pretty good job. I get a great job today. I'm doing really well at whatever I do, whether it's being a janitor. You're content. You're happy with the process that you're doing, whatever you're doing. Like in George's case, if he's baking cupcakes, he's going looking at his cupcakes and going, yeah, they turned out pretty well today. Yeah, I like them. They have a good flavor to them. I'm satisfied. Achieving greatness is very individual. There is no level of greatness that everybody has to achieve. It's an individual sense of satisfaction in your life that I'm doing what I'm here to do, and I'm doing it at a level that I need to be doing it at to feel good about myself. How do you get there, though? We could, oh boy, do we have hours to talk to you about this one? We don't. How to get there. And we would use the words here, trust the process of getting there. Trust the process of getting there. Knowing who you are, loving yourself, knowing your talents and abilities, knowing how to use those talents, educating yourself, defining yourself, learning more about yourself, identifying who you are and what you love to do, what your passions are in love. That's all part of the process. The process, it really is about loving yourself, isn't it? It's really about knowing who you are, what you can do, what you love to do, what you're passionate about, what you excel at. And then trust the process. Now, how do you get to that next step? Because that's where you get hung up on, isn't it? Isn't it really where you get hung up on? I'm really good at this. I'm really passionate about this. I really love this. But I don't get to do it. I can't get there. It's like the lady that George was talking to. She loves to travel. She has all these skills and abilities, but she doesn't know how to get to the next step. She's frustrated. I'm stuck. I want to use all these things. I want to be happy. I want to achieve personal greatness, but I don't know how to get there. Now, don't you all feel kind of that way at times? I know I can do it. I love doing this. Now, we would say to you, now, this is, we're going to sound rather trite to you as humans, because you're going to go, yeah, right, sure. Okay. Yeah, okay, but, okay, but, okay, but. We'll say to you is that getting there is not something you can do on your own. Getting there is not something you can do on your own. Ooh, that sounds kind of negative, doesn't it? Getting there is not something that you can do on your own. How do you get there then? If you can't do it, how can you do it? It's allowing higher self, higher consciousness, your guides, spirit, God, the universe, to open the doors to get there. It's turning it over, the process. You know you can do it. You're really good at it. You're passionate about it. Now it's allowing, letting go. Knowing that you can't do it alone. You can't control the outcome. You can't knock on enough doors to get there. You can't make enough phone calls to do it. You have to have the right phone call to make. You have to have the right door to knock on. You have to have the right miracles in your life. You have to have the synchronicity in your life. The process is get ready to do it. Find your passions. Find out the things that you love to do. Develop your talents, your abilities. Get ready to go there. Get suited. Get ready. And let the universe open the doors for you. Enjoy it. Allow it. Feel good. Know. Get to a place of knowing that you can't do it alone. All your efforts and all your frustrations are not going to open those doors. What's going to open your doors is trust. Trust there's a higher power that's watching over you, that knows what you want and will open those doors if you give up resistance, if you give up the anxiety, if you give up the frustrations, if you give up the negativity in your life, if you can soar and match what you want vibrationally, the doors will fly open. So, the steps are, the process is, get ready, prepare yourself, know who you are, love yourself, let go of the negativity in your life, let go of those negative emotions and negative thoughts, and then turn it over, hand it off, knowing that you need help, allow the universe, allow God, whatever you call the word here, give them the opportunity to open those doors, to show you the miracles, to open the synchronicity. Go dance on that dance floor. You want to go to Ireland, but you're not hung up on it, you're all not negative about it, you're all angst out about it. Go out and dance. Go out and have some fun. And watch how quickly the universe starts to show you the miracles, show you the synchronicity, open those doors for you. Give you the helping hand to get to the next place. Remember, you can't do it on your own. You need the universe, God, your higher self, to open those doors. And you have to develop trust in the knowing that it can happen. That's our lesson. And it's a very simple lesson. And we know it's really hard for people. Because you want to control. You've been told to control. You've been told to make things happen. You've been told to beat those doors down. You've been told to make those million phone calls. You've been told to write all those letters. You've been told to do all this to get what you want. To, you know, do the 400 or whatever to get what you want in life. Wouldn't it be simpler that you didn't have to do all that? You didn't have to beat down all the doors. You didn't have to make all the phone calls. That you were given the one phone call. The one person called you. You bumped into the right person. They said, oh, call me. I got some ideas for you. This might work. Oh, and you start talking to that person. You bump into somebody at Starbucks. And they go, yeah. But you don't do that. You don't align those things yourself. The universe does it for you. So you have to develop trust that it can happen. So we'll leave you with that. That's the process. The big step in the process. Forget about how you're going to do it. Allow the universe to show you the how. We've been teaching people throughout your planet, teachers, instructors, this for a long time. You don't get it. You still don't get it. Why? Because you want to control. So let go of the control part. Okay? Got it? Let go of control. You cannot do it alone. Okay, we'll leave you with that. Bye. Okay. I'm back. Oh. Okay. They took me to a different place, didn't they? Oh. Okay. Now that was pretty forceful in spirit's part. They were pretty like, yeah, you can't do it alone. I won't forget that one for a while. I got a couple callers. I know. I don't know if one lady wants to talk to you or not. We talked earlier. You can't do it alone. Isn't that a beautiful thought? You can't get there by yourself. We want to, don't we? The team is, I want to make this happen on my own. But no. Okay, let me take a call. and hopefully it's related to this topic. Yeah. They gave you the process, and I won't remember. You know, in about 10 minutes, it'll all go away because they don't let me. You know, they put it out there, and then they forget about it. Okay. So, but it's, you can't do it alone. That's a cool idea. Hello?
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 Yes. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Keisha, what's going on today in this beautiful, is it Monday still?
Yes, still Monday.
I don't know, is it? I have no idea. What?
Yeah. Four more days to Saturday.
No. Well, you got to stop that. You got to stop that four more days thing. If you can't enjoy life today, right now, then you got to change your life to enjoy it right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? Because you can't go through life in neutral, waiting for Friday. Right today.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, so what's going on with you? I'm not trying to dump on you, but yeah, isn't that so many people in life just kind of go, well, it's not Friday yet, I'm bummed out, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing that you can't enjoy your life right now? What are you doing that you're not flying, that you're not soaring, that you're not, wow, this is another great day for me. I just had an amazing day today. What are you doing?
Oh, I think my problem is I am procrastinating and refusing to make a decision which should have been made a long time ago, and I should have been doing something about it a long time ago. By now, I think I'm getting more serious about it. Because like you said, I miss the times where I can, where I feel like flying, where I feel like I can do what I can do. So now it's about me just kind of having a little bit more self-restraint, a little bit more, you know, self-control, and, you know, passing up those weak spots so I can do what I have to do.
Can I jump in for
ahead.
A second?
Yeah.
Your first statement kind of helped, kind of identified who you are. When you say, I am, use the words I am, and whatever follows I am is what you're classifying yourself to be. So if you say I am a procrastinator or I am procrastinating, you're qualifying yourself as a procrastinator, right?
That's what I've been doing, yeah.
So you don't want to do that anymore. What do you want to put behind that I am? Figure out something else to say I am what? What are you? I am what?
I am victorious. I am a...
what do you want to do?
Overcomer.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do, dear? What are you procrastinating from doing?
Moving and kind of switching some things or the environment around and getting back on my own. I am independent. There you go. I am independent.
Well, then you got to believe that, right?
Right.
So, back to what Spirit was saying earlier, and we'll play off what they were saying into, they were pretty adamant about this. They were saying, okay, you get to that point of I am independent, right? I am an independent person. I'm making things shake. I'm a shaker and a mover, and I'm making things happen in my life, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I can't do it alone. Okay? But I can't do it alone. Because that's where you hit the wall. I want to do all these things. I'm a mover and a shaker, but I feel stuck, right?
Right.
So the next step, as Spirit would say to you, is, okay, now you turn the how part over to Spirit, to God, the universe, however word you want to use there. You say, okay, I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to get it done. I'm ready to do this. I'm a mover and a shaker. Okay, then show me how to do it. Show me how, God. Mm-hmm. Open some doors for me. Show me some miracles. Show me some synchronicity. Have maybe the right people, whatever it takes to do. Show me the place to go. Show me how to do it. And then trust that the universe will provide you the means to do it. See, you're really close, dear. You're really close to making it happen. Right? Don't you feel like right on the edge?
I know so. Mm-hmm.
So now is the time for you to pray or meditate or however your spiritual practice is and say, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm gonna feel good about life, and I'm going to go for it. Because I'm ready to do it. I'm independent. I'm ready to have an independent life. Okay? Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I know this is not the... some people, like, I kind of pulled away from being the psychic person because it really is about you doing and trusting in the universe to do things. You know, I could give you a psychic reading and say, oh, you're going to have it done in 3 months, right? But you got to believe
in which that. I'm praying. Yes, I am. I am. I will have it done in 3 months. You're right. Go ahead.
You got to believe that. Right? You got to believe it.
Yes.
And then you got to trust the process of getting it done. People wonder why things, when a psychic, and you know, a really good psychic, and there are really good psychics out there, they wonder why things don't happen. Psychic says you're going to meet a man in 6 months and you're going to fall in love. They go, yeah, right, sure. It hasn't happened yet. Why should it happen now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using that as an example. But somebody says to you, yeah, you're going to meet somebody in a few months and you're going to get married. And you kind of go, yeah, I know that can happen. Wow, why not? I'm ready, right? So you're popping open the universe to the possibility instead of shutting down the possibility. You've got to be a believer. You've got to believe. So you can do this. Like, you're ready to do this, okay? Just trust the process of doing this. You'll get there. Absolutely. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go?
Alabama.
Where do you live now?
In North Carolina.
You can do this. That's not a big deal. It's really simple.
Yeah, it's probably easier than what I'm making it out to be. I'm acting like I need $10,000 and a jet plane, a $65 million jet plane to get down here.
Stop it with all the stuff that you have to do.
Oh.
Because if God can create the whole universe, if Spirit can create this whole universe and make all the planets work, right? And making an environment that actually functions together, and everything's kind of holding together, and the planets aren't necessarily flying all out into each other, right? But that all can be done.
Right.
Why can't they get you to from where you're at to Alabama? Right?
Right. It could be done. I know.
It'll be done. Just trust. Turn it over. Feel good about yourself, and you just know it's going to happen. And then you got to be open to inspired action. That's the last part you got to do. If they're showing you a way to do it, right? If you're being shown the way to do it, and you go, nah, I don't want to do that. Then you just kind of like blow it all up, right? So be ready. It'll happen. Okay?
Okay.
Just
all right.
get into the flow. It'll happen.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
I received that. Yes, I got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's one of the reasons I got away kind of from the psychic prediction kind of things, because people don't believe it. Yeah, they've been calling, you know, people that call psychic lines, even though they're paying, you know, big bucks, they've talked to 12 different psychics about the same subject. And they get 11 different answers or 6 or 7 different answers or very similar answers, but they still go, yeah, why are they calling other people then? Why are they continuing to call? And I'm not down on psychics. I know some really good friends that are really good psychics. And I sympathize for the same frustrations, because people just kind of want to make it easy for them. You know, it's like, just make it easy. I don't have to do anything. It's just going to happen. Well, you don't have to do anything. Just allow it to happen. But you got to feel good to allow it to happen. You got to get out of that negative stuff. Okay, I never got to the articles. If anybody else wants to talk, and I'm a friend, I don't know if you want to talk or not. If you have a question that who I talked to earlier, if you do, let me know in the chat room. Just say, I got your area. If you're in the 646 area code and you want to talk, just say yes. I want to talk. But I want to get into, what do I want to get into? A little bit of an article. I love you guys. This has really been fun today for me, because it really kind of really gets to the bottom line. What it's all about is feeling good. Releasing all that negative emotions that we carry around. You know, Spirit described to me the other day that, and this is really kind of an interesting way of looking at it, if you're carrying around a bunch of negative emotions, you're carrying around a 40-pound backpack that's dragging you down. And you figure, why can't I get to where I want to go? It's because you're carrying that backpack around, and it's holding you back. Or in the other illustration, which I really love, is that you're like a hot air balloon. You're in a hot air balloon. Your life is supposed to sail and fly. You're supposed to take off and just see the world, do all kinds of fun things. But on a hot air balloon, there's these bags that they put on the side that keeps it's on the ground. It keeps it from taking off. And as long as you carry those negative thoughts and negative emotions around with you, those are those bags that keep you grounded. So as soon as you start to release that negativity in your life, let it go. Then you can start to soar. And the more of those bags that you can let go of, you know, you could be putting all that hot air out there of I want this and I want that and I'm asking the universe for all this. But you're still carrying around a bunch of negativity. And you'll get there. Cut the bags loose. Think about that. Just use that illustration in meditation. What are the bags? Ask the universe, what are those bags I'm carrying around with me that will let my hot air balloon fly? What are the bags that I'm carrying around? What are those negativity in my life that I'm carrying around with me that as soon as I start to cut those loose, fly? What are those negative thoughts? What are those negative emotions that I'm carrying around with me constantly? What is my attitude about life? Am I ready to soar, or do I like to carry those bags around and complain about life all the time? The negativity. Well, we have spent a perfectly good hour together, and I'm going to plan on being here tomorrow, and hopefully I'll have my car back tomorrow. I'm having fun without it, really. You know, it's like, okay, whatever. You know, it's like, whatever, if they finish it, at this point, you know, I'm ready to get a bicycle. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, right. That doesn't work for life. In Southern California, that doesn't work well. Let me give you one thought. Oh, what do I want to talk about? Stress. Put stress in its place. Let me just give you one thought on stress. One way of reducing stress in your life, it's really simple stuff, and this was really kind of fun. Break out the bubble gum. Next time you're at the end of your rope, unwrap a stick of gum. According to studies, chewing lowers anxiety and eases stress. Some researchers think that the rhythmic act of chewing may improve blood flow to your brain, while others believe the smell and the taste help you to relax. Bubble gum's even more fun. You know, how big a bubble can you blow, right? You know, maybe not out in public. The next step is get outside. Let me just go through these. Smile like you mean it. And just smile. Just smile. Just learn to smile all the time. Whenever you can. Just learn to smile. Turn that frown upside down, right? Sniff some lavender. It relaxes you. It de-stresses you. And then listen to some really inspirational music would be the next one. And then breathing is really important. Rebooting your breath, taking a deep cleansing breath, and just blowing out all that negativity. Let it go. Negative thoughts, negative emotions. Letting them go. And be kind to yourself. Do a little kind things to yourself. I'm running out of time here, but I just wanted to share out some of these things. Just general ideas. Because the more you can de-stress, the more you can get into that place where you're allowing the universe to bring you stuff. Write your stress away. Journal. Write about your stuff. Write about some stuff. And just kind of journal out your life, right? Okay. I mean, I'm being really specific. Talk to a friend. Talk to a positive friend. A person who's uplifting, inspiring. Not the negative person that's going to whine and complain the whole conversation and go, you're crazy. The next one is get moving. Exercise. Think fun. They said they got a picture of going to the gym, right? So, okay, we're done. That's it. That's all there is to do, all right? Okay. I've had some fun today. I hope you guys have had some fun today. Got about 30 seconds left. I'll be back tomorrow if you want to talk. And, yeah, we'll do some of the same stuff. I don't know what we'll talk about. I usually ask Spirit in the morning, what do you want to talk about? And so the comment was, love life. And life will give you more things to love. I thought that was cool. Okay? So we'll talk soon. And I'm almost out of time, so I really don't have time to take any calls. Oh, I didn't hear. I didn't get the signal about the phone, so I apologize for that. This thing still confuses me to some degree on what people want. Unless you write it to me and say, I want to write. I want to talk. Okay, so have a good one. Been fun. Bye.